bell is on the credence table. The server then takes the bell with him going back to his place opposite the book, diagonally opposite the book. Therefore, at this point, the server would be kneeling on the lowest step on the epistle side of the altar. After the preface, when the celebrant says the Sanctus, the server rings the bell gently 3 times. The bell is rung once when the priest puts his hands palm down over the chalice . The server then goes to kneel on the top step, just behind the celebrant and a little at the epistle side, taking the bell with him. When the priest elevates the body and blood of our Lord, the server slightly raises the end of the priest's chasuble, that is the outer vestment, with his left hand while he rings the bell with his right 3 times. Once when the celebrant genuflects, once when he raises the sacred species, and once when he genuflects again. After the elevation of the precious blood, the server goes back to the first step on the epistle side where he kneels. Just before the priest's communion, when the priest says Domine non sum dignus 3 times, the server rings the bell 3 times. At this point, the server goes to the credence table to take the communion paten and kneels again on the epistle side at the bottom step facing the altar. The priest will turn toward the people and again say Domine non sum dignus 3 times. If the server desires to receive communion, he then places the communion paten under his chin to receive Holy Communion, and then rises to go with the priest to distribute communion to the people, holding the communion paten under the chin of each communicant. This should be done carefully, as it is not a completely uncommon circumstance for a host to fall onto the communion paten if the paten is not in the appropriate position. The sacred species would fall on the floor, which is to be avoided at all costs. After the communion, the server returns the communion paten to the credence table and brings the water and wine cruets to the epistle side of the altar. At this point, there are 2 ablutions or cleansings. The first ablution, for which the priest will hold out the chalice over the altar, the server will pour the remainder of the wine less a little bit to be held back for the second ablution. After the priest consumes the first ablution, the priest will bring the chalice to the server at the epistle side, set it down on the altar there, and put both hands over the rim of the chalice so that his fingers can be cleansed. At this point, the second ablution, the server first pours over the thumbs and forefingers of the priest the remainder of the wine, and then the remainder of the water. The priest at some point may signal to stop pouring. Generally, this is done by the priest on raising the chalice a little bit, so the server should be aware and awaiting such a signal to stop pouring. The server bows to the priest before and after the ablutions, and after the ablutions puts the cruets back on the credence table. The server then goes to the gospel side along the ground, genuflecting at the middle, making a right angle turn to the gospel side, where he takes the missal and brings it back using the V movement to the epistle side. That is, having picked up the missal on the gospel side, he moves directly to the center at the foot of the altar and where he genuflects and goes directly in that V movement to place the book at the epistle side, again with the front edge of the book paralleling the front edge of the altar. The server then returns to the gospel side to kneel on the lowest step. When returning after having placed the book on the epistle side, the server goes by the long way, that is, along the foot of the altar with a right angle turn. The server makes the sign of the cross at the blessing and stands then at the gospel side for the last gospel, making the responses then. The server then genuflects at the center and goes toward the epistle side to collect the celebrant's beretta and, if necessary, the prayer book or card from which the Leonine prayers after Mass are to be read. The server brings the beretta and the book back, standing, as he did for the first gospel, at the foot of the altar at the epistle side facing the priest. When the priest returns to the foot of the altar for the Leonine prayers, the server kneels with him and hands him the book or card from which to read the prayers. After the Leonine prayers, the priest and server both rise. The server hands the priest the beretta, both genuflect, and afterwards return to the sacristy with the server leading the priest back. The server may then assist the celebrant to unvest, and the server also should extinguish the candles, beginning with the one on the gospel side. The foregoing was a brief summary of the major points of serving low mass. There are a few minor variations on certain liturgical days, and as I remarked at the beginning, there are some slight variations that one may find in one place or another, but the foregoing description gives the essence of the ceremonial for one server to serve a low mass. This tape will end with a selection of prayers from the Missal for the preparation for Mass and the Thanksgiving after Mass. The server, the celebrant, and the people should all make an adequate preparation for Mass and an adequate Thanksgiving after Mass. The prayers in the Missal are specifically appointed for this purpose and are particularly suitable to use in this manner. The prayers will normally be found in the fuller hand missals or in books specifically published for the purpose of providing prayers to be said before and after Mass. The servers and the laity can join in these prayers with the priest, since they too offer themselves at Mass with him. The first prayer is the prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary before Mass. This prayer has an indulgence of 3 years, as specified by Pope Pius XI on the 3rd of October, 1936. Oratio ad Beatam Mariam Virginem. O Mater Pietatis et Misericordiae, Beatissima Virgo Maria, ego miser et indignus peccator ad te confugio toto corde et affectu, et precor pietatem tuam, ut sicut dulcissimo filio tuo in cruce pendenti astitisti, ita et mihi misero peccatori, et sacerdotibus omnibus, hic et in tota sancta ecclesia hodie offerentibus, clemente assistere digneris, ut tua gratia adiuti, dignam et acceptabilem hostiam in conspectu summe et individue trinitatis offerre valeamus. Amen. The second prayer is that to Saint Joseph. This prayer carries an indulgence of 3 years, as specified by Pope Pius XI on the 3rd of October, 1936. Preces ad Sanctum Joseph. O felicem virum, beatum Joseph, cui datum est Deum, quem multi reges voluerunt videre et non viderunt, audire et non adierunt, non solum videre et audire, sed portare, deosculari, vestire et custodire. Ora pro nobis, beata Joseph, ut digni efficiamur promissionibus Christi. Oremus. Deus, qui dedisti nobis regala sacerdotium, prestaque sumus, ut sicut beatus Joseph unigenitum filium tuum, natum ex Maria Virgine, suis manibus reverenter tractare meruit et portare, ita nos facias cum cordis munditia, et operis innocentia tuis sanctis altaribus deservire, ut sacrosanctum filii tui corpus et sanguinem hodie digne sumamus, et in futuro saeculo premium habere mereamur aeternum, periundem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. The third prayer is the prayer to all the angels and saints. This prayer carries an indulgence of 3 years, as specified by Pope Pius XI on the 3rd of October, 1936. Angeli, Archangeli, Troni, Dominationes, Principatus, Potestates, Virtutes Celorum, Cherubim atque Seraphim, Omne sancti et sancte Dei, praesertim patroni mei, intercedere dignemini pro me, ut hoc sacrificium Deo omnipotenti digne valiam offerre ad laudem et gloriam nominis sui, et ad utilitatem meam totiusque ecclesiae sue sancte. Amen. Passing now to the Thanksgiving after Mass, the first prayer is actually the hymn of St. Thomas Aquinas, which carries an indulgence of 5 years, totius quoties, and of 7 years, if the hymn, or at least the last verse of it, is recited before the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. A plenary indulgence is granted under the usual conditions if the hymn is recited daily in toto for a month. These indulgences were specified by Pope Pius XI on the 12th of March 1936 and by Pope Pius XII on the 12th of July 1941. Adoro te devote latens deitas, quae sub his figuris vere latitas. Tibi se cor meum totum subiacit, quia te contemplans totum deficit. Visus tactus gustus in te fallitur, sed auditu solo tuto creditur. Credo quidquid dixit Dei filius, nil hoc verbo veritatis verius. In cruce latebat sola deitas, ad hic latet simul et humanitas. Ambo tamen credens atque confitens, peto quod petivit latro penitens. Plagas sicut Thomas non intueor, Deum tamen meum te confiteor. Fac me tibi semper magis credere, in te spem habere, te deligere. O memoriale mortis Domini, panis vivus vitam prestans homini, presta meae menti de te vivere, et te illi semper dulce sapere. Pia pellicane Iesu Domine, me immundum munda tuo sanguine, cuius una stilla salvum facere, totum mundum quit ab omni scelere. Iesu, quem velatum nunc aspicio, oro fiat illud quod tam sitio, ut te revelate cernens facie, visus in beatus tue glorie. Amen. The next prayer is the aspirations to the most blessed Redeemer. This prayer carries an indulgence of 300 days totius quoties and a plenary indulgence on the usual conditions if it is said daily with devotion for an entire month, as specified by Pope Pius IX on the 9th of January, 1854. Anima Christi sanctifica me, corpus Christi salva me, sanguis Christi inebria me. Aqua lateris Christi lava me. Passio Christi conforta me. O bona Jesu exaudi me. Intra tua vulnera absconde me. Ne permitas me separari a te. Ab hoste maligno defende me. In hora mortis meae voca me. Et iube me venire ad te. Ut cum sanctis tuis laudem te in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The next prayer is the prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ crucified. This prayer carries an indulgence of 10 years and a plenary indulgence for those reciting it after Mass before the image of Jesus Christ crucified and praying for the intention of the Supreme Pontiff, as specified by Pope Pius XI, 2nd February 1934. Ein ego, o bona et dulcissima Jesu, ante conspectum tuum genibus me provolvo, ac maximo animi ardore te oro atque obtestor. Ut meum in cor vividos fidei spei et caritatis sensus, atque veram peccatorum meorum penitentiam, eaque emendandi firmissimam voluntatem velis imprimere. Dum magno animi affectu et dolore tua quinque vulnera mecum ipse considero ac mente contemplor, illud preoculis habens, quod iam in ore ponebat tuo David propheta de te, o bone Jesu, foderunt manus meas et pedes meos, dinumeraverunt omnia ossa mea. A second prayer carries an indulgence of 3 years, as specified by Pope Pius IX on the 11th of December, 1846. Obsecro te, dulcissime Domine Jesu Christe, ut passio tua sit mihi virtus qua muniar, protegar, atque defendar. Vulnera tua sint mihi cibus potusque, quibus pascar, inebrier, atque delecter. Aspersio sanguinis tui, sit mihi ablutio omnium delictorum meorum. Mors tua, sit mihi vita indeficiens. Crux tua, sit mihi gloria sempiterna. In his, sit mihi refectio, exultatio, sanitas et dulcedo cortis mei, qui vivis et regnas in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The prayer of offering oneself carries an indulgence of 3 years. A plenary indulgence is offered on the usual conditions if the prayer is said daily with devotion for an entire month, as specified by Pope Pius XI on the 4th of December, 1932. Suscipe, Domine, universa meam libertatem. Accipe memoriam intellectum atque voluntatem omnem. Quidquid habeo vel possideo mihi largitus es, id tibi totum restituo ac tuae prorsus voluntati trado gubernandum. Amorem tui solum cum gratia tua mihi dones et dives sum satis, nec aliud quidquam ultra posco.